Hey.
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, DZ, this video of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's son, Saint, flipping off the paparazzi is hysterical. He's seven, everybody.
He's seven now?
Seven, which is little to me. I think that's little when I think of a kid giving the middle finger, but it is funny, man. They're walking. They were clearly at basketball, and he's got a couple friends with him, Saint. So there's like 3 7-year-olds walking in a line next to Kim Kardashian into a restaurant, and Saint sees the paparazzi and gives him the middle finger. And what does Kim do? She kind of grabs his face like, stop it. But not enough to really be mad because screw them.
She knows that she wants to do the same thing.
The paparazzi harass them. They terrorize them. They need to get a life.
Saint can get away with it.
You can't even go to a restaurant without people annoying you and getting in your face. So Saint gives the middle finger. She says, no, no. And then what happens next? Saint gives it from behind.
Ah!
So now Saint's going the other way and he sticks it up behind him.
He flips the bird backwards. My boy.
And then they go in the restaurant and I guarantee they all laughed about it. And it'll probably be on an episode of the Kardashians because screw the paparazzi. The problem is they have this weird dynamic where they have to get along with the paparazzi because they don't want bad shots of them. There's this. They put themselves in this bad position now. Well, only take nice shots of us. Oh, but wait, now that means I can't yell at you or accuse you of harassing me because you can't get away from them.
Well, the adults are different. But like I said, dog, kids are kids.
And
kids say and do the darndest things, man. And Kanye's done way worse. Do you remember when the paparazzi say, hey, good morning, Kanye? And he said, bleep the bleep up. Shut the bleep up.
No, but I believe you because...
Oh, I got to show you the video.
I, too, would snap.
The apple does not fall very far from the tree, I guarantee
you.
I believe
you. And I support it. Flip them off. I'm fine with it. The end. You want to win Olivia Rodrigo tickets? Good, because we've got them coming up at 7:45 this morning. And by the way, that's not all we have to give away at Kiss FM.
It's not?
Our website is on fire. So much.
Not for real. Like, somebody call 911. Our website is on fire with winnings. Oh.
Literally.
You like that?
If you go to our website, 1037kissfm.com, we have prize packs to Harvest Fair at State Fair Park next weekend. That's an awesome prize pack. We have tickets to see Rod Wave and Tusi at Fiserv.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got a chance for you to win a trip to Los Angeles to see Weekend Survive, which is our big concert we put on in LA. And there's just a lot. Go to 1037kissfm.com to win any of those, to try to win those, or be here at 7:45 and win Olivia tickets, or all of the above.
We balling on them.
I don't care.
We balling on them. You said so much. Did you say Adam Sandler?
I'm tired.
We balling on them.
Where is Adam Sandler? Like, is that still up?
I thought it was. I don't know, man.
You know
there's
what?
So much going on.
Good point. I forgot about the Adam Sandler tickets.
Woo!
No, they're off now. We've already given them.
Okay,
sorry.
They're gone.
Yikes.
Okay, that's why.
My bad.
But there was so much. I was like, are we done with everything?
Honestly, if you go to our website and you can see it all on the front page, or you just click on contests and go sign up for those at 1037kissfm.com. Okay, back to the show, though, because we have a lot to talk about. We have not gotten an update on your back.
On my back? My neck and my back?
Your neck and your back. Back to the show so we can talk about your back. You like that?
Look at that.
Yes! He gave me the double bird, everybody. I got the double middle finger. DZ is especially loving me this morning.
The irony laugh and the double middles, bro. Like, two.
Okay, the last time we checked in with you, your back was not well.
No. It was not.
And you went to the doctor. You're having trouble even just breathing.
Yeah, it felt so weird.
And
man.
You went to the doctor, and everything seemed okay.
Everything that they, all the tests that they ran came back okay.
That's so good. That's a good thing.
They patted me on the butt and said, okay, Papi, go home. You know, sent me home with some ibuprofens and some muscle relaxers. And we're like, you going to be all right. Come check back in with us. If you're having some trouble breathing, definitely come back.
You did the right thing, though, because it's process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
You've at least gotten all those physical tests. So now you can go, you can keep digging into what's going on with you.
Right. Exactly.
You have some answers.
Some answers.
It's process of elimination.
Right.
Honest to God.
No clarification, but process of elimination.
It's
exactly.
Not this or this. Okay, go
right.
on.
So fast forward. forward now. It's been a few days.
Yeah.
I'm living a little bit better. My pain has subsided to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slowly taking, you know, the prescribed medication that they gave me, because they are right. I am medication negligent, and I don't take it on a regular basis. So I've been taking it as, like, the pain demands.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's pain management.
Exactly. So I'm like, if I feel decent, I'm not going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, I don't know, man. I have a weird sensation about, like, taking medications and being around my son in case something happens. Like, I want to be, fully present.
Well,
so
it depends,
like,
on the med,
if
but
my
yes.
baby is awake. Well, a muscle relaxer to me makes me uncomfortable.
That,
so I'm
muscle,
like, I'm not going to take the muscle relaxer.
That's okay.
You know, if baby that's Sammy, okay. if baby Sammy's awake.
Right, right,
thing,
right,
right,
right.
You feel
right,
me?
Right,
like,
absolutely.
The ibuprofen, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, yada, yada, my back is progressing. I'd say it's maybe a 7 right now, 6-7.
What was it when you went into urgent care that day?
It was teetering 9.
It was high.
Yeah, it was high. It was teetering towards a 9. Because
yeah.
a 10 for me is can't get out of bed whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Today, like I'm saying, it's subsided. I ain't going to cap to y'all. I'm wearing a waist trainer. Allie knows what I'm talking about.
I know.
About.
I got to see it. I said, now you know why girls wear waist trainers. You're going to be all snatched at the middle.
I feel fit. Hourglass
figure. I never wore
OT
one.
OT-dub, baby.
I'm joking. I never wore one, ladies. Don't act like, I never, don't put
a
me
girdle?
In that.
A girdle? Oh, no. Well, this, okay. This, I'm joking. It's not a girdle.
No.
It's a copper fit. Not, hashtag not an ad. Oh. It's one of them copper fit waistband things, like back support. I got, man, copper all over my body, and I feel amazing. I don't know if it's the copper, but I'm good.
We call it shapewear now, DC. We don't call it girdles. It's shapewear. I just want you to know.
Oh, it's shapewear. Well, I got my shapewear back support on right now, and I'm feeling actually pretty fantastic, dog.
Nice. So now what?
Well, now.
Are but you gonna, did you get an appointment with a chiropractor to try that?
I was going to say, but
uh-huh.
I'm bummed. Next step, in a couple weeks, actually next week,
yeah.
I got an appointment with not just a regular chiropractor,
yeah.
dog. It's some NASA technology chiropractor oh. out of Tulsa.
Okay.
Yeah, it's over at Connect Chiropractic.
Sure.
Yeah, uh-huh. right? I'm going to go in. I'm going to find out. I know nothing. Nothing about him yet, so I ain't even gonna speak on her name like that, because I met him at JBF, just between friends.
Hold
Those
on,
the
though.
People that
have
were there.
You ever been to a chiropractor? Because
no,
I have not.
I have been to a chiropractor before, mm-hmm. and it was a decent experience. But the way they explained it,
mm-hmm.
it's not the regular chiropractor where they put you on a table and pop, pop, crack, crack, crack. Right? They say it's like a little machine that they like press your spine with.
Mm-hmm.
It's NASA technology, NASA grade, like super, super scientific. And my wife looked at me and was like, Oh, he's definitely in. Rolled her eyes. She said, mm-hmm. Oh, you got him now. Because the lady was standing there. And she was like, so we use this NASA technology.
You had him
on
at
your
NASA?
Side. She looked at me and said, you had him at NASA.
Oh, my goodness. When is that appointment? Soon?
The 25th.
Okay, so it's coming up next week.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where we are. So you went in. They did the test. Those were negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go from there. Are you okay?
I'm okay. This this waistband thing mm-hmm. is honestly helping. And I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but I feel like the copper's making a difference. And I feel like the fact that it's holding my lower back in when I'm sitting
it's
down
your posture.
Makes a difference. Ooh.
Posture changes everything. Look at how I'm sitting right now. I have horrible posture right now. These seats we have are horrific. So
true. You ain't wrong,
bro. No, they're bad.
These things are terrible.
You're not sitting in good posture in these seats we got. And we have a stand-up board, which means you're supposed to be standing up to talk, but the board's the wrong height, so we end up sitting in the middle, which
mm-hmm.
is another topic for another day.
Standing wide-legged because so,
yeah.
you're too tall.
But how you, the type of bed you lay on, pillows, all those things can affect your back. I'm just saying. 414-533-1037. Anybody wants to add anything to DZ's story? I told you, make sure it's not stress. That's another, because your back is stressed
sometimes.
What are
we going to talk? Reasons why my back could be hurting?
Maybe.
All right, forget it. Let's do it.
No, because we're not doctors. And I don't want anybody coming in here thinking they know.
Oh, I love trash non-medical advice, G. What are you talking about?
Non-medical advice. Okay, give DZ your worst non-medical advice.
Why my back could be hurting. PG, look at so.
Oh, my goodness. 414-533-1037. That's what I can already see the phones ringing. See, they already want to give you advice, DZ. They already want to talk to you about your back. Okay? So Stephanie and Jackson texted in.
in and said, I got a back stretcher or a lumbar roll and it works amazing. That's not a bad idea. You ever used one of those like they have at the gym to stretch your back out? You roll on it?
I got about 2-3 at home. Do I got some?
He uses them in the bedroom. His wife loves them.
No, the pregnancy pillow's in the way right now.
Those things could be a pregnancy pillow, honestly. Put it between your legs.
Bruh.
I don't know. Let's go to Angie, though, who's calling in this morning from Lake Geneva. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
Hello.
Angie.
Good morning.
Hey.
You got some advice for DZ on his back problems?
Well, I have back problems too, and the lumbar roller works really well, but I also bought a new bed mattress, and that made a big difference.
I was going to say.
Y'all telling me to spend some money now.
That's the problem. This is going to cost a lot of money if he gets a new bed, but a bed could make or break. No pun intended.
I feel
your
that.
Your back.
Y'all, we love our bed.
Yeah.
Our bed is great.
Well, just because it's comfy doesn't mean it's helping your back.
Really?
Maybe do some yoga. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe some yoga could help. I mean, I haven't done some yoga in a little bit, so it could, but right now I need to get my back feeling correct before I can actually do anything super, super duper active, y'all. I'm already angry, y'all. I'm already stressing it out, still playing football. So
this is Angie, the guy is still going to flag football practice, and I'm like, would you stop? Stop.
You need to rest your back a little bit.
That's right. The last thing you need is a sport.
Right?
I would say, just hold on.
I told myself that was the first thing I needed because maybe horrible. It was the lack of mobility in my body.
Right. I'm with you, Allie. I've yet to go to a chiropractor. I'm too scared to.
Well, I'm not scared to. It's not a doctor. They're different. You have to believe in it.
Is.
And it's okay.
I'm afraid they'll do more damage than anything, not to freak you out.
No, I've gone before and it already freaks me out, but I'm trusting enough and my back is in enough pain where I'm like, I got to figure this out.
The chiropractor is an argument we can have another day on this show because I know people have opinions.
I feel that.
We
appreciate
love you.
It.
Thank you for calling.
We love you. Bye, guys.
Bye. I love you back.
All right, Anna's in Cudahy on 6 this morning. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Wow.
DZ, I just want to say that it's good that you are kind of hesitant to take those prescription medications. Have lower back pain, and I saw an orthopedic specialist. Mm-hmm. They prescribed medication that I was on for only 3 months, and my family doctor said it was hurting my kidney, and now I have stage 3 chronic kidney disease.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. This is like a suable. Wait, hold on. You're trying to say someone prescribed you something that caused something else?
I mean, it could have progressed.
Yeah. Your doctor said that, or
it progressed. It started out hurting my kidney, and then they said you could take ibuprofen, which hurts your kidney as well. Hmm. It turned into stage 3 chronic kidney disease. So when you get a new medication, you want to be sure to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe there's an alternative like Tylenol or something else you could take that's going to be less damaging.
I feel that, Anna.
Somebody
I appreciate
said,
that for sure.
Go to a sports medicine physical therapist.
Ooh.
That's what somebody else said.
Yeah. I like both of them advices together.
Yeah.
All right, Anna. Have a great day. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Anna.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Somebody else texted in, research has shown the most cost-effective way to treat back pain is physical therapy. Finding one that also does dry needling can help even more.
I'm scared of those needles, y'all. I ain't even going cap. I don't know what they do.
No thanks.
I did an experimental one in Bayview, and it was I don't know. I didn't feel anything.
An experimental one. I love it.
No, it was an experimental one because I don't remember what the situation was, but I just like walked in and they were like, yeah, sure, sit down. And I didn't pay
You're
for
like,
anything.
Poke me, doc.
Right. They were just like, sure, come on in. And I was like, what is this? What's going on? But whatever.
Amanda's in Racine this morning. Our girl. Amanda!
Turn down for what?
Ooh, good one. Somebody texted in.
She said, you know, I'm a pro.
I love it. Somebody texted in and said, instead of a mattress, buy a pillow topper. Cheaper and it's like a new mattress.
Thank you. Whoever said that. Appreciate y'all.
Okay, thank you. Amanda, what's your advice for DZ?
Yeah, I think
maybe you are like throwing out your back with the football, because I used to do Zumba. I used to do the videos and think that was cool.
It.
And then I actually threw out my back by doing the 1 pound dumbbells. So now I'm afraid to lift weights after that.
Amanda says she threw her back out with a 1 pounder.
If you've never seen Amanda, it's because she weighs 85 pounds and she's a tiny little thing. And I mean that in the nicest way. So
I'm like that episode of SpongeBob where he lifts weights and he can't even lift anything because he's so weak.
Can't lift the teddy bear dumbbells.
She said it.
I can't do anything.
She said it, not me, okay? She said it. I had nothing to do with that comment, Amanda.
Every single Tuesday, we talk about the cool tech trends, all sponsored by the Wendy's app. And I'm very excited to talk about today's because you had me at emojis. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's what you heard.
Are there really new emojis? I know they add them all the time, but I want to know every time.
Well, there are some new emojis, man.
Okay, what do we got?
So just through a quick run through, some of the new emojis are head shakes.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a lime.
A head shake? Mm-hmm. Like shake my head?
Like SMH, like a no and a yes. Like head nods, basically. Mm-hmm. Nods, not shakes. Because the SMH currently is the face palm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? No, now you got a no and a C.
I also use the eye roll when I feel that way, too.
Ooh, the eye roll's a good one, but same that one's standard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also do have some gender-neutral parent options, parent-child options.
Oh, really? What does that mean? Oh, I
they're
see.
Just grayed out.
They're grayed out, so you can't see. It could be a... But there are times I've appreciated the single mom one, and I don't think they made it as a single mom one, but it's a mom with her two children. I think they went, this could be a mom and her two kids, or this could be a single mom and her two kids. So I have actually used that emoji a few times where it's the mom and the two kids beneath her.
Fair.
But I don't know.
But yeah, that's just some of them. I'm sure there's a few more, but it's probably a longer list than we got time for.
I don't really know. I just started using the fall ones yesterday. Eye roll. If I'm talking in emojis, I used a leaf, eye roll. And then I put a pumpkin, eye roll.
A double eye roll.
Then I put a shake my head, face baseball. I could talk in emojis all day. Well, thanks for sharing those. Appreciate it. We're going to do What Would DZ Do coming up next. We're going to solve somebody's problems. We didn't say it was good advice. We just said it was advice. It involves a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Okay?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today, we solve a problem about a roommate. We'd never said it was good advice, but DZ gives it. And I love it how listeners, when they call in now, they say things like, I can't believe I agree with DZ today.
I normally don't agree with DZ. Look at how many of y'all are saying that now. It sounds like most of y'all actually do agree with me, huh?
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. Let's find out if we agree with you today. What's the problem?
All right, touche.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
I'll tell
you if your advice sucks in 3 minutes. What do we got?
All right, so Tracy wrote in.
Yeah.
And Tracy said, my roommate moved out and left everything. Said, I've had the same roommate since sophomore year.
Sounds like when I got divorced. My roommate moved out and left everything.
Left it all.
Don't worry, I moved it to the garage. But we're talking about friends.
These is friends.
These is friends.
All right, said, I had the same roommate since sophomore year.
Yeah.
Graduated last year and decided to live another year while we figured our things out. Work, life, all of that. I thought we had gotten close, but that looks like it might not be the case because she seems to have moved out and left everything.
Mm.
She left the bed, her furniture, plates, clothes, even her pets. She's got
pets.
She's got a fish and a cat. Like, WTF.
Is she alive? Live? I mean, come on.
See, what do I do? It's been 3 weeks. She's read my messages and not responded.
You left all your stuff and your pets?
Do I throw everything out? I know she has a boyfriend. I don't know. I haven't heard back from her. I just need to... Okay, listen. The rest of this gets a little repetitive. I'm sorry. Like, I'm kind of over that
one.
But hear me out.
Hello?
I'm overreading Tracy's stuff.
Rummage sale? Hello? I'd sell it. Or I'd... 3 weeks?
There we go.
This is not what would Allie do.
Well, you just said my answer. I don't know. Yeah, like,
but
that,
hold on.
That, for real.
How are you going to leave a pet?
Yeah.
That That's messed up.
No.
That's like, you cannot leave a living creature when you leave somewhere with other people and never return. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's an ant.
Hear me about
this.
Don't
do it.
Hear me out about this, though. You don't know what somebody's actually going through.
I don't care.
As far as like being absent and just needing to go. Somebody might have just given up. And I'm not talking about like the deep, dark sense of like giving up.
I was like, hold on.
But I'm talking about just left that life. Or she says she got a boyfriend. Maybe the boyfriend just came in and swooped her up.
You have responsibilities. You have a pet.
This sounds wild.
You can't just walk away. Like, it's insane. You can take the pet to a humane shelter then if you're checking out.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Let somebody else adopt it.
I think maybe find a different.
They're not going to don't take it to a euthanized. Take it to the non-euthanized shelters. There's plenty of them.
Tracy doesn't have very many options to do. She could either, exactly right, euthanize them. She could take them to Mad Eye. She could take them to the Humane Society. She could take them somewhere to then be adopted by somebody else. Or what I would do, personally, I would keep them. Those pets are probably used to you as much as they are used to her.
If y'all have been together since
sophomore year, dog. Come on.
I'm not saying Tracy should keep it. I'm saying the person who moved out that is making me hate them even more.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm like, who leaves that person?
For what would DZ do?
Yes.
You're
saying now Tracy has to deal with it.
I'm saying, no. Well, yeah, realistically, because Tracy's the one with them with the lease left. If Tracy's roommate moved out, right? Mm-hmm. This is a bleep show, right? Mm-hmm. She's got to figure it out. You knocked the first one out the park. Sell all her stuff. Whatever you can.
The pet makes it messy. This is where it gets appalling.
No.
That's where I get appalled. The leaving your stuff, great, thanks. See you never. The pet, now I'm mad. Now I'm triggered.
And I'm not even concerned. She's read her messages. She's got a boyfriend. I'm thinking she either just dipped out or checked out, right? Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. Those pets are not your responsibility. It really is. You can't just open the door and let them out. I know some people would do that.
I didn't say that. But you can't just abandon pets.
I'm elaborating my thoughts, bro. I'm speaking my brain, bro. So as far as what would DZ do, you said it first. Sell the stuff. Sell everything you can. Yeah. Make some money because she ain't coming back. If she comes back in another week from now, I'd be like, well, hey, you didn't respond to my messages. I started to get rid of stuff. I started looking for new roommates.
Yeah.
And those pets, those are my pets now, dog.
I wouldn't get rid
of the pet. Froofy and Nemo, those are my pets. Those are my fur babies now. I'm keeping the cat and I'm keeping the fish. Those are my pets. You abandon them.
Yeah.
Mine.
414-533-1037. What do you think? Somebody said she cannot legally get rid of her roommate's stuff at this point. If rent is paid up, she can't even look at legal actions yet. Well, I don't know about all that, but I will sell your stuff. Try me.
Tracy ain't saying nothing about rent. It's just been 3 weeks, I guess. Well, it depends on how often you got
to
pay rent.
Somebody said reach out to her parents. Somebody else said, what if something happened to the roommate? No, they're saying she read the messages. She's all right.
If the messages have been read, unless somebody done hacked her, but realistically, y'all, you think what are the odds at this day and age? If Tracy writing into us, Tracy ain't that worried about her like that. She got to know something's up.
We're gonna take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
The texts and the calls are on fire right now because we're talking about Tracy, who wrote in and asked DZ what she should do because her roommate moved out, left everything, even her pets.
Just walked off.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like that's fine. If you just gonna give up like that, cool. But a fair warning is cool. But doing that, definitely whatever. Yeah, you live your life, man, as long as you're okay. But those pets are mine now. And your clothes, your furniture, everything is getting sold.
Well, let's go to Amber in Milwaukee. She's on day 3 of calling in. She's almost got a theme song if she's not careful.
Hey, if she's not careful. Better watch out.
Yeah, Amber.
might end up a regular.
Look out. Amber said she was. Were you the one that said you're triggered by this? How do you feel?
Well, I am a little triggered because I've actually went through this incident, and I have to agree with DZ to an extent.
Ooh.
I would say wait one more week.
Ah.
Give it 1 month. After that rent, if she pays rent that month, is paid up, and
I'll be shocked if she pays rent.
Exiting all her stuff.
Right. If she comes back within that month, I guess, right?
Sheesh.
I wonder if there's any laws that say how long somebody can be gone from their like residence from before they're considered like abandoned.
Somebody said you got an episode of Judge Judy coming.
Or Law and Order.
Well, there's so many questions. Is she on the lease? You know, did she pay for her rent? Will she continue to pay the rent if she is on the lease? Is she not on the lease? And it's fair game.
Well, what I was assuming is since they said they decided to sign on the lease for another year, they got this year.
Oh, then she's screwed.
Right? They graduated last year. I'm thinking like critical thinking skills. They graduated last year, said, okay, we're done. The lease is up. How normal college leases go. Let's sign on for another year. So they're going technically until like next, what, May,
but
June?
You can't walk away if you signed it. You got to get a sublet for your part of the lease.
She's got to figure that out.
I'm getting mad about that.
Because she's already looking for new roommates, in my opinion. But Amber's saying, give her one more week. One more week is what Amber says.
I was mad about the pet. Now I'm mad about the rent, too. See, this is just making me
now
angry.
Now you're just getting more mad.
I'm getting more mad. Amber, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Think about your theme song. You close.
Bye. Stephanie's calling from Waukesha, and she said she's a certified trauma coach.
Oh, snap.
Go on, Stephanie. I want to hear about this.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I want to know a lot more about the relationship between the two, because I feel like we're not hearing the full story. There has to be some kind of like disassociation going on with that person who left. And I don't know about waiting any longer. You know, I feel like that person is not coming back.
No. And Stephanie, some of these texts are making me giggle. Did she read the messages? Too much true crime TV to believe that. People are now convinced somebody else is reading the messages.
Detectives
for
got
her.
The magnifying glasses out right now.
Somebody else texted in and said, I'd be petty and send the police to find her for a welfare check.
Ooh.
I mean,
hold on. You could file a missing persons report at least if you are concerned. Be like, hey, my roommate hasn't been in. I did send her messages. Feel like they read them, but they never responded. So I don't know if it's them or not. I just want to welfare check them. Put them in as a missing persons. If you do want to be that petitious, go ahead and do that.
But read a check of her car and she was at George Webb at 1 a.m. after she was at the club.
Maybe that was the wrong thing to say in front of Stephanie, the trauma coach. But
yeah.
Maybe don't be that petty.
No communication. That's a little scary. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Run away and leave even pets behind is strange. I agree. Okay,
yeah,
Stephanie.
I'm with you guys.
She needs more info and we don't have it. Sorry we couldn't provide, Stephanie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Jolie's in Kenosha. Finally, Jolie, what do you think Tracy should do?
Listen, this whole situation is super sketch. I don't know, maybe I am a true crime junkie, maybe I just watch too much, but I see that episode of Law and Order coming up too. Like, forget Judge Judy. Like, I would, like, if somebody else, does somebody hack her, like, have her phone? Did they, like, kidnap her and they have her phone?
This is what
she got,
like,
she got a boyfriend. Yeah. Did y'all forget? I said she got a boyfriend,
maybe
y'all?
Maybe it was a boyfriend.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. Now you get, no.
Oh,
I'm assuming
that's too far. DZ, we have so many texts of people accusing the boyfriend of holding her hostage. I mean, you wouldn't believe the texts that are coming in right now.
Chill out.
That's what they're going. This is where these people go. This is cuckoo land. You guys go so far.
For real, though.
It does happen. And everything is so sad.
Yeah?
She just signed a lease.
To who do you know that it happened to? Tell me all the times besides on true crime that it happened to somebody you know. This is what I do to my friends who think their kids are going to get kidnapped. I go, who do you know that got a kid kidnapped? Nobody.
Listen,
another one.
It could happen.
But you're going to live your life like that? Come on.
Well, then we didn't give enough advice because Tracy didn't give enough information. Tracy needs to follow up. Tracy, we couldn't help you out today. That's what I'm hearing and that's where we're at. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. In fact, advice says go to Judge Judy.
Or report it to the cops.
I'm also on that bandwagon of I don't always agree with DZ, but this is like the third time I've agreed with DZ.
Yay!
What'd I say?
You did it. Somebody agrees with you. You did it.
Validation.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jolie. We'll talk to you later.
Guys. Later.
Somebody agreed with you for the third time. Congratulations.
I can go home now.
Bye. You know what? You would pick that one.
Well, I mean, you asked and I answered, dog.
Rude. 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, Olivia Rodrigo tickets coming up at 7:45. I said to DZ just now, would you rather hear the big milestone that my son Owen hit this week? Or do you want me to tell you what TV show made me cry last night? And you picked which one made me cry. Unbelievable.
Well, not because I'm not proud of Owen's milestone, but because I feel like that milestone, we're going to talk about it at some point.
Maybe I'll tell you about his milestone tomorrow.
Bet.
It's a very big one.
There you go.
Very big one.
Quite frankly, the reason I picked it is, one, because you saying, I'll tell you the TV show that made me cry last night.
I know.
Sounded so funny in last second. I was like, dog, that's too good. What kind of tease is that?
Well, I try to act like I'm not soft, and then his show comes on, and
you bawl about it.
I'm crying my eyes out. I'm soft as hell.
And two, it happened last night, so it's time.
Okay.
So talk to me.
I told you that Owen and I were obsessed obsessed with this show on Disney Plus called Meet the Chimps. It came out in 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Reality show about monkeys.
One season, it's over. That's it. I saw one season. And so then I said to Owen, well, now we got to find another show that's very reality show-esque, but is about animals. Uh-huh. This is where we've come to meet in the middle. He gets a National Geographic show. I say give it some kind of reality show element, and it's a perfect match for both of us.
Facts. And y'all get to bond and spend some time together.
So we found a new one called Born in Africa. Again, these are just random shows you can find on streaming services. And we started watching it. And this one is about, same idea, but about all of the animals. So there's lions and their cubs and cheetahs and their cubs. And the camera follows each group of animals. And you want to make sure they don't kill each other or run into the wrong side. So they're kind of, they're animals, but there's a reality show esque because you're following their lives.
Because they give them like names and personalities. Yeah. And then you start to develop your own personalities about them in your head.
They have babies. And then you're invested in the children.
The cubs. Yep, yep.
And then another animal kills the cub, and the next thing
you know,
I'm hysterically bawling and swear to God. See what I mean? See what I mean? This is what happened. Bawling hysterically. Owen is staring at the TV, not a tear in his eye.
Blank.
And I looked at him and I go, this doesn't upset you? He's like, Mom, are you okay? He's 11, you guys. I said, I'm fine.
Don't look at me.
And there was a scene where they killed one of the lions killed another animal for food, which is what happens in the wild.
The circle of life.
I was hysterical watching this happen. Owen's watching the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him and I said, isn't there like a parental advisory on this?
What is this, PG-17?
Who said this was okay for children as I'm crying and he's totally
nobody
fine.
Said this was gore.
And I looked at him, I said, you've officially found one of mom's soft sides.
I mean it to laugh at you either,
it's
bro.
Funny.
But this is funny to me.
It's funny because it's nature. And
it's nature.
It's nothing. And Owen knows that.
But
that's
it got you in your feels.
That's why Owen was laughing. And I said, there's something about animals. You hurt them, or I watch a baby cub disappear. I'm hysterical.
You're invested because you've given these, like, these animals little personalities.
Why am I soft on this? It's always the weirdest things with me that trigger me. The strangest. Think about it.
Are you this much of an animal lover, though? Because I know some people are this much of an animal or nature lovers.
No.
I don't peg you as like this much of an animal or nature lover.
I just don't like watching the gory, icky stuff.
Do you actually see when the cub gets taken?
They did the whole thing of watching the lion go and kill another animal for food, and they watched you bring it back.
It like a gazelle?
I'm like, this can't be
That
PG.
Stuff is cool. No, that stuff is cool.
Oh, Owen loved it.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is cool.
And all I could think was, I'm so happy he's not I'm traumatized, but he's fine, so who cares?
He's definitely fine.
As long as I'm not screwing him up and he's into the nature and the science part of it, have at it. But for some reason, you put an animal show and hurt them in front of me, and I'm soft, and that's it.
and I'm soft.
And I have no interest in watching anymore.
Straight flaccid. No pun intended.
Flaccid. See? There's your story. So that's the show that made me cry. Born in Africa. I'm so upset I just hit my microphone. And then I said to Owen, I can't. We had to turn it off and get
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't.
How many shows am I going to cry through? How many episodes? So we went back to another ape show, and it was happy. And I said, see, this show's way happier. Nobody's dying.
Not at all.
We're just having good times, swinging from limb to limb with the
rolling
apes.
Around, having fun.
It's fun. It's light. Enough. So, no more.
Now this is entertainment.
This is entertainment, and this is happy stuff.
Yeah, I cannot with you. You really made him cut it off. That was funny.
I really did. And tomorrow, I'll tell you about the milestone he hit as well.
Perfect.
Because it's a big one, and parents will relate to that. That'll be tomorrow, same time. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. I don't know how you're going to feel about this one, but we'll see. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, let's get ready to argue. I feel like DZ and I were arguing yesterday discussing this one. Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, this one's going on the air. This is a good one.
All right.
Am I the jerk for yelling, you're a horrible person at someone I've never met?
It just sounds funny, don't it?
I know. It's great.
Funky, bro.
Because, of course, I was like, yeah, this is good. DC was like, chill out. I'm like, this is great. This is really great. Here's what it says. This one comes from a girl we shall call. She asked to have her name changed. Shelly. Make her name Shelly.
All right, Shelly.
Here's what she said. Hey, Allie and DZ, a friend of mine has a 19-year-old daughter who she has raised alone. The baby daddy isn't dead or in jail. He works full-time in a local bar/restaurant. And because I'm friends with the baby mama, I know he's been absent most of his daughter's life. He saw her occasionally when she was little, but never paid child support on time. So my friend just took care of everything and never asked him for a thing.
Dang.
Yeah. The 19-year-old no longer sees him, but that's her choice. Last weekend, my husband and I were out to eat and saw this man working. I've never actually met this man in person, but obviously I know who he is because I've been friends with this person for 15 years.
So probably seen a picture or something. You know what I mean?
Like, she says, met this friend when the little girl was four. So she's known the little girl most of her
life,
too.
For a while. Right.
She said, I saw him working and I was disgusted. So I kept yelling out, you're horrible! Every time he walked anywhere near us. My husband was embarrassed and kept telling me to knock it off. But in my defense, the guy never heard me because it was late and so loud in the place. Well, now my husband and I are fighting. He thinks I should just be quiet, and I think he should just back me and my friend up on this one. He says I'm the jerk. So, am I the jerk for yelling, you're a horrible person at someone I've never met? Who deserved it? Shelly.
Yo.
All right.
Hey, Shelly,
so,
son.
So, I get why the husband and wife are arguing.
Yeah.
He wants no drama.
Right.
And she's like, no, screw that guy.
They don't know this dude.
She's like, F that guy. So, true. She's like, I do know that guy in her. So, how do we feel about this? Is she the jerk for yelling you're a horrible person at someone she's never met?
I mean, dog. Think, like, the way that just maps out in my brain is the fact that you hating on somebody because the homie hates on them, right?
Which is fine with me.
Which is fine, right? That in my head, that's
I'm
fine.
That friend, I will back you up. Yes.
No, that goes along the lines
but some
of like
people won't.
Things you did. Love languages for friends. Remember when we talked about that?
That is a
love languages language. For friends.
Well, it's a loyalty to some
loyalty.
People.
Somebody texted and was like, "When you just hate somebody because your friend hates somebody."
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
I got a list of five. You want them?
This is exactly what this is.
Yes.
Right. But that's somebody's job.
Yep.
You at somebody's place of business, man.
Right, but he's not paying child support with that money anyway.
Man, the kid don't even get child support no more. They said there was like 20 now.
Well, think how much back he would have to pay if he actually paid it.
Yeah, some back pay.
I mean.
That'd be wild. But no, bro, you at somebody's job, and that's where I draw the line.
You think it's too far.
If you out and about, if you in public, if you just see this person somewhere crazy, cool. Or at least have the gumption to say something to him, to his face, even if you gotta pull him aside. Because otherwise, you don't know, somebody might misconstrue that and think you're talking to them. You don't know who you making eye contact with in a bar, restaurant, whatever you're doing. Somebody might wild out on you. You got to be careful with that. I'm leaning towards bro. Are you about to say no?
No, not a jerk. No,
chill.
This guy didn't do anything for his kid. It sounds like most of her life, including he never paid child support. He's working. He's just fine. There's no reason he can't be in his daughter's life, but it sounds like he's not. So for that, I say, yeah, you're a horrible person. Call your kid, dude, and pay some child support. It's like no show, no relationship. He didn't even have a relationship with her and just say, but I'm broke. It was nothing. So as a woman, I get why that's triggering. And I get why it's triggering for a lot of people. But this is what she wants to know. Is Shelly the jerk for yelling, you're a horrible person at someone she's never met who she thinks deserved it?
Gee, there's a
time. Friend's baby daddy who's been absent.
There's a time and a place and where somebody works ain't it to me.
I just don't feel bad for the guy because I know he's working. Oh, poor guy. Who cares? He's been absent. His daughter's life.
All right, we'll see what the calls say.
This is like yesterday. I'm worried about the animals. I'm not worried about him.
Touché.
His feelings.
Touché.
We'll take your calls and your texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Shelly wants to know if she's a jerk for yelling, you're a horrible person at someone she's never met, who is the baby daddy of a friend. And she said he's been completely absent, hasn't really paid any child support. So when her and her husband saw this guy working at a bar restaurant, she screamed, you're a horrible person every time the guy walked by.
I just imagine
the problem.
I just imagine going, loser, loser.
I do that too.
Loser. all night at somebody, bro. And I'm like, dang, at their job.
I would say, call your daughter.
Call your daughter.
You know, I'm just saying. Let's go to the phones. Jessie, though, is calling from Stallus this morning, so we're going to pull her up first and see what she thinks. Good morning, Jessie.
Good morning, Diamond.
What do you say, jerk or not a jerk?
It's the word.
I'm going to say she's not a jerk because I wish she'd do that to my baby daddy.
Hold on. Location and name. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Bust him out.
Jessie, don't give it to
me.
But just
please
know,
don't.
I am your ride or die friend who will call him out if I see him in public.
Somebody will pull up.
I'm that girl, and you can all hate me for it, but that's me.
But she's saying no.
Allie, you're my girl then, because this my baby daddy is, my son's 17, and he never pays child support. Mm-hmm. So.
Does he see him?
Oh, no, we haven't seen him in, like, 11, 12
years. That's the real,
that's,
they're both issues, but
that's
even worse. Yeah, that's no fun.
I'm sorry.
So if somebody saw my baby daddy out there working, not paying child support, not seeing his kid, I would...
Snap
that more if they were like, you're a loser.
You're trash.
Your child.
Drop the kid's name.
Right?
Be like, your kid.
You should go see Jessie and your kid.
Jessie said you suck.
You owe her part child support. Pay up.
Hey, right? Jessie, thanks for calling. Hey, she says not a jerk.
Yep,
welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Let's pull up Mila next. Mila's always got an opinion. Mila.
I'm worried, Mila. Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
Okay, so you know y'all got me sweating up here. Okay, Allie, I love you, girl, and I know you the cheerleader for everything that's not right. You got to be on it. But in this case, this child is a jerk.
The child is a
wait,
jerk?
Wait. What?
The lady.
I was like, how's the kid the jerk? I was like, Mila, wait, you going crazy.
I said, what?
No. The lady. She's a whole jerk. The friend is a jerk because...
For yelling?
That too. But she's a jerk for saying anything at all because this woman has raised this child by herself for 19 years.
Yeah.
She ain't said nothing, and that's her whole baby daddy. You supposed to move how your friends move. Now, don't none of my friends like my last children's father. All of them want to beat him up, but don't nobody move because I won't let them. That's not how I move.
Well, Mila got to throw the first punch.
Okay, so hold on. So we need to know if the baby mama is upset about this or not. That's what you're implying.
If
she has an issue with it.
No. You don't even need to know that.
That was your whole logic.
The baby mama don't move that way. She don't
clearly
say nothing.
Clearly she doesn't. If she hasn't said anything, she hasn't paid child support.
Be saying nothing.
Right.
And on top of that, child support don't end because the kid is 19, my baby is 30, and I still get child support payments from his dad. Huh? As long as there's an order.
It comes later, because if they don't pay it, they keep coming. I will say this,
a friend of mine
gets occasional like $20 checks. Her kid is in college now.
But the dad
was a deadbeat, never paid. She will literally get 20 bucks here and there, and she just laughs. And she goes, what am I going to do with this?
What am I going to do with this? But no, I appreciate what Mila's saying, though. If the homie's not going and saying loser for herself, or been saying for the last few years, you shouldn't say it yourself, especially not at his job.
She don't want nothing from him because there ain't nothing to make a call and report where he's working. She know where he's working at. She don't want no parts, so her friends should want no parts.
He's a loser. That's fair.
And on
that's
top
fair.
Of that, she had this man's job and he worked in a bar. She put herself in a real bad position. They could have got jumped in there.
Okay, well,
I love it.
I'm on
Mila's side. I said jerk. You know what I'm saying?
I understand her point of view for sure. Thanks for calling. Mila.
I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The laugh. I love Mila's laugh.
So we got one jerk, one not a jerk.
Split.
It's totally split down the middle. Let's go to Megan and Muskego.
Okay.
I can't remember what line she's on.
No, I got you.
Megan, good morning.
Hi.
You are the tiebreaker. Congratulations. You've arrived on Am I the Jerk? Is Shelly the jerk for yelling you're a horrible person at someone she's never met, aka her friend's baby daddy who wasn't around?
Mouthful.
I say she is a jerk, yes.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm kind of with DZ on this and like, one, it's at his job, you know.
So
I think it's like a time and place.
Well, he should have showed up for his kid. Boo-hoo. Don't care. Go on. Okay.
But then also, like, I kind of also agree, too, like, saying, like, maybe he should, you know, maybe she should have, like, pulled him over and was like, hey, I need to talk to you. And, like, just talk to him privately. Because, like, I mean, what if he didn't even know, like, that she was yelling at him. Yeah. So what difference does it make?
That's what I was saying. You're not directing nothing at him. You're just yelling it kind of like out in public, right?
Yeah.
This is what somebody said. They said, jerk, you can support your girl without harassing this man at his job, especially if your man is embarrassed by you. Support your girl, but be an adult. Okay, I don't feel bad for her. Oh, we're harassing the man who didn't do anything for his child. Boo-hoo. This is where I get annoyed.
Is that not true, though?
I don't care about this guy. This guy is the jerk.
Allie,
the sperm donor's the jerk, in my opinion, in all of this. It's neither of these people, in my opinion. Okay? I'm just saying.
Let's go.
But she says jerk, so it's going to be jerk.
It's jerk. She is a jerk today. Yeah. Allie don't get to decide it. The law, y'all.
I'm going
to
yell about it forever, but.
Megan called it today. She was the decided factor. If you blame anybody, blame Megan.
And whoever texted in said, sorry, I need Allie in my life to tell off my first baby daddy, send the digits.
like Allie said, location, name, if you got the social, that helps too.
Tell me where he's at.
Megan, we appreciate you. You rounded out for us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you to everyone texting in and calling. We can see it all. But we have got to give away Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Yes, that is looking like that time, ain't it?
And yesterday, we promised our winner that we would play her favorite Olivia Rodrigo song today when we gave them away.
Well, you promised. I ain't said nothing. Well, no, I'm playing. We promised.
Dude,
we
Vampire promised. Is all so jokes. Good. It's one of the newest songs. Her new album, Olivia Rodrigo's got out. Somebody is going to be going to see her. So let's play Vampire, and we'll take caller number 33. 414-533-1037. That's the number that you want to call. Caller 33 is going to see Olivia Rodrigo at Fiserv Forum when she comes to town March 16th. Good luck. I love Olivia Rodrigo. Seen her in concert. It's amazing. She's going to be amazing when she comes to Fiserv Forum on March 16th. And that was one of her newest songs, Vampire, right here on Kiss FM. Dan is calling in Muskego this morning.
Damn.
Well, good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great name, my boy. Boy, honestly, any Dan I've ever met in my life has been a great person, honestly.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Did you know that DZ's first name is Dan Daniel? That's why we call him DZ. I don't know if you know that, Dan.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know, man. In Spanish, it's called Tocayo. That means we got the same name. So we're like name brothers, basically.
Twinsies.
Yeah, right, twinsies.
Twinsies.
Good morning, Dan. What you up to this morning, man?
What are you doing?
I'm actually just getting off work.
Ooh, getting off. We got a third shifter. Flexing on him, baby. Yes, sir. Been there.
Who are you trying to win these tickets for, yourself or somebody else?
Himself.
Myself and my daughter.
There you go.
Hey, winning for the daughter.
Well, then we should tell you. You're going to see Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, sir.
Woo! That's awesome. Thank you.
It's going to be a good show. How old is your daughter?
She is 17. Oh. She took her to see Taylor Swift this summer.
She's going to lose her mind when she finds out you have Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Oh, dad of the decade.
She's gonna be excited.
Wow. She better be nice to you. And now you have something to hold over her head until March. This is the best part, Dan.
You better behave or your tickets are gone.
This is like Christmas for littles. You go, oh, yeah? Christmas is coming up.
You know,
don't make me get rid of these tickets. You start wilding out.
Well, Dan, hold on. You just won tickets to go see her. I hope you and your daughter have a good time. Hold on, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tomorrow, same time, we will have tickets again for you to go see Olivia Rodrigo when she comes to town in March, which will be here before you know it.
Dang.
I love it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. And by the way, lots more winning going on our website. Go to 1037kissfm.com. Win tickets to see Rod Wave and Tusi. Ooh, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And I just wanted to remind everyone before we play this next song, which is awesome, that you can go to 1037kissfm.com right now. And we have so much to win up there. Not only can you sign up for our More Than Pink walk, our team this weekend, yep. Susan G. Komen. We're walking for the boobs.
Odyssey All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Join our team on the website. But there is a prize pack to Harvest Fair, which is going to be happening at State Fair Park in a couple weeks. I love taking my kids because it's free.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize it's free to go to Harvest Fair.
You can say it. Yeah. I didn't know it was free. That's amazing.
Sammy's going to love it. And we have prize packs that include cream puffs, and there's tickets for rides on there, pumpkin bowling. So all that's on our website, 1037kissfm.com. Okay, now we can play it. The new music, if you haven't heard it yet, Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, and JT, they're back. Kiss FM.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Everybody's got something to say about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce, a football player, everybody.
True. Not everybody knows that.
Not everybody knows that, in fairness. And people are loving this. He had supposedly asked someone to give her his phone number when she came to town in Kansas City. And then we didn't hear anything. And now we heard they've been secretly hanging out a little here and there. And everyone's invested.
They've been cooling.
So, bowling. You know, of course, you had to have ESPN getting witty on SportsCenter with it.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the thing. Well, they said, look at this. Clearly, Travis Kelce at this point in time is trying to shake it off and get back out there. He knows how much he's needed and that he's the man, which is another Taylor Swift title.
Oh my God.
It was a little bit of a cruel summer for Travis Kelce with that knee injury, but he can see the daylight, Kevin. He looks like he's ready for it.
He better not get distracted to start the season and get some lavender haze in his eyes, boys.
They go on. This is, and the funny thing is the whole time they're like, ha, 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 ha.
They're knee slappers. Oh, knee slappers. Yom, yom.
I'm watching this video. I'm going, you guys are corny, man. Stop.
Yeah.
You've never heard any of these Taylor Swift songs, and you know it. I don't know anything about Travis Kelce other than what he looks like, okay? So stop going on SportsCenter and acting like you know Taylor Swift songs.
Stop capping like you know. You got to listen to them songs from the interns.
Do we think these two are going to go somewhere? I mean, maybe. Or is it all the hype?
I don't remember exactly verbatim what I said, but I said there could be a little something in the air with them. Maybe there be, you know, drastically different personalities. Opposites do attract, because I don't think that's in his wheelhouse. I don't think he's in her wheelhouse either.
And his brother's saying nothing. His brother won't talk about it because the other Kelce brothers, where everybody goes to try to get answers.
Well, of
right?
course, they both played each other in literally the last Super Bowl that happened, like in Arizona. It was the Chiefs versus the Eagles.
Yeah,
and both Kelce brothers were on the team, right? So you're gonna go to the other Kelce brother, not Travis.
Yeah,
but come on, lip seal. That means they definitely canoodling. Son.
They're hanging out, and I am here to watch it.
I'm here for it.
I'm fine with that.
I think they make a cute couple, G.
He's better than Matty Healy from the 1975, I think.
That's a fact.
And a football player. We don't know that she's never dated athletes.
And Travis Kelce got a little more sauce. He got a little more flavor, and he's a baller. Come on, man.
I don't say no. The flavor's good. We like flavor.
We like flavor.
Because Taylor Swift's probably like, you get so bored in life. Anyone too vanilla at this point is like, next. You meet so many people.
There you go.
Become less interesting. Imagine Taylor Swift trying to find an interesting guy at this point.
All I'm going to say is Travis Kelce looks like he eats jerk chicken on a regular basis.
Enough said. The story I'm about to tell you is the opposite of snoozing like SZA does right there. 103.7 Kiss FM. This is actually a story about the opposite of relaxing. This is a story about anxiety.
Is this a freak out? Not
chaos.
A snooze?
Freak out would be an understatement. My son Hudson, who just turned 10, by the way, is such a character when it comes to bees. He is so scared of bees, DZ.
Oh, I mean, I respect it and I actually sympathize and understand completely.
Oh, I don't love bees. I don't want to be around them, but I don't scream every time I see one and run as fast as I can, which is what he does. Or he does the opposite where he doesn't run away. He just runs in a circle and screams and the bee just circles.
And it follows him.
Because he's screaming. And no matter how many times I say to this kid, stand still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He still does the scream and run in a circle, right?
I box bees, so I understand. Like I said, I'd be fighting them.
Well, this has become an issue. It's probably one of his biggest anxieties. Like, I may take him to a therapist for it. It's that obnoxious. We're in the car and he'll say, put up the windows. And I go, no, because he's afraid of bugs.
What?
Do you understand why I say it's gone too far?
Okay, that's a little too far.
It's gone too far.
The bees ain't going to get in the window in the moving car, bruh.
Exactly. And I always say to him, the bugs you're afraid of, because it's not just bees, it's everything, but bees are the most dramatic, of course.
Yeah.
These bugs, I could look at them, I go, they're half the size of your fingernail. You're afraid
Tiny,
of that thing?
Itty bitty.
I said, you know when we watch Transformers or Jurassic World? Imagine, that's what they're looking up at. We're the Transformer. We're the dinosaur.
The giant dinosaur.
They're the little guy on the ground. You have nothing to be afraid of, okay? But that perspective doesn't work either for him.
That's
so
funny.
We land in this space where he's terrified of bees and I'm over it. So we were at the pool last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Good old Princeton Club. You know I love to use the pool.
Oh, come on now. Shout out to the Princeton Club.
Right? were at the pool, and guess what? There was a bee. But wait, there's more. We had Subway in our hands, because people don't know this. If you don't go to Princeton Club, there's a full Subway restaurant in our gym, and it's pretty freaking cool.
You walk in, and it's like, you want to eat, you want a smoothie. What some people don't realize on top of that is they got like a little smoothie bar right around the corner inside the Subway. It's like, oh yeah, people don't, last time I was there, people were like, oh yeah, people don't even know. You can get a smoothie instead.
We're spoiled. So now that every time we go to the Princeton Club, they want to eat Subway.
Naturally, because it's a quick place to eat and stay at the pool.
So we had Subway at the pool.
Yeah.
And guess what happened next?
Let me guess.
Yep. That's exactly right, DZ. And do you know what Hudson did when the bee appeared? You guys.
I can't even imagine this on the air.
I can't believe this.
I'm laughing already because I can only imagine what this kid did.
Embarrassing. He's got a 6 foot in his hand from Subway.
A six inch sandwich.
That would be crazy, actually.
The visualization in my head went zoop, zoop.
No.
Giant sandwich.
He's got the plain turkey 6 inch because that's what kids eat. Nothing. If they don't like flavor or sauces. And he sees the bee and he throws the six inch subway.
Whips it.
In the air. So far up in the air, it lands on another pool chair. And then all I see is Hudson run across the deck and jump in the pool full body until he's underwater and nobody can see him. So it's throw the sandwich, jump in the pool, disappear. Because I told him, bugs won't come near you if you're in the pool. And he took it to heart and went all the way under and stayed underneath.
Wait, is that true?
Well, I don't know, but when you're swimming.
I don't think that's true.
But when you're swimming, a bee's not going underwater, right?
True. So for me, bees can't swim.
A quick escape for them is just
get in the water, you'll be fine.
And they do, usually. But this kid threw a whole Subway sandwich and then catapulted himself into the pool faster than I've ever seen. I thought, that is the most obnoxious overreaction to a bug I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, get out of the pool and chill out and come eat your sandwich.
Sit down.
He's like, no. Wouldn't get out.
Not until the bees are gone.
No. So I wanted to discuss the most you've overreacted involving a bug in your life, because I know other people have done stuff like this.
Yeah. Oh, guaranteed. But I'm the bug guy in my house, though.
What does that mean?
That's the thing. Like, I'm not scared of bugs. Bugs don't bother me whatsoever. So in my house, whether it be in my mom's house with my little sister or at home with my wife, I'm the bug guy. My wife will handle any rodents. You know what I mean?
She like takes care like of that. the dead stuff.
Yeah, like birds or whatever that may be. But I will get any and every bug.
Because spider.
Ew, it's a centipede. Ah, oh, there's a moth. Ah, stink bug. Ew.
You get them all.
I get them all. I'm not scared of bugs. But coincidentally, my little sister's birthday was just over the weekend on Sunday, right? I was home with her. We were literally in the process of getting stuff ready for her birthday celebration.
Yeah.
When she goes, oh, Danny, can you get some out of my out of the shed right here for me, please? I was like, why can't you get it? She was like, well, there's spiders near it.
she didn't want to go
She was like,
it.
I'm not touching it. She's got arachnophobia. That's what it's called. Mm. Man, some people, because my little sister ain't a kid. She's 22. Some people are genuinely that scared of bugs.
Well, and I try to act normal. They gross me out, but I'll kill a bug if I have to kill a bug.
You can handle it if you need to.
I'm not jumping in the pool and throwing a 6-inch Subway sub out to no man's land for a bee. It's not happening.
My little sister's like Hudson.
Yeah.
She would have whipped the sandwich and bucked it into the pool.
I couldn't believe it.
And what she doesn't know is that spiders can swim, so.
Don't let Hudson hear that. If Hudson hears that, it's over.
A lot of spiders can swim, I'm just saying.
I at least try to act sane in front of them so that my anxiety doesn't wear on them. Maybe I've done it to myself, though. Maybe I'm the problem this whole time. Maybe it was me getting it, but I don't know where your sister got it.
I don't know.
We're not the only ones.
Our parents aren't scared of bugs, so I don't, where she got this phobia from, no clue.
All right. 414-533-1037. Now, that's the phone number I want you to call. If you have a good story like mine, maybe you overreact around bugs. Maybe you know someone else who does, like Hudson, because I'm sorry. This was obnoxious. It's one thing to run from a bee. It's another to throw a whole sandwich and jump in the pool because of a bee. I feel like we've gone too far at this point.
It's a little excessive. Yeah, it is a little excessive.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Speaking of dancing, that's what my son should have done. Because, boy, we were at the pool eating Subway. The next thing I know, a bee came out of nowhere and Hudson threw this whole 6-inch Subway sandwich and jumped in the pool.
Freaked out. Whipped the sub.
I don't know. Maybe he's not alone in this. Because
I guarantee you he's not.
Molly's in Racine. You said that your sister kind of has the same kind of, she's like a fear of spiders.
My little
right?
sister doesn't like any bugs mm-hmm. realistically, but spiders in particular, bro, she will not go anywhere near. She will run away.
Anna in Milwaukee said she's in a meeting. She can't call, but she screams and runs every time she sees a bee. See, stop screaming and running. You're giving my kid a bad example.
Are they making it worse? Do the bees chase you more when you scream and run? Because I feel like that's just a trigger for him, right?
He hasn't even seen my girl. That would really send him over the edge.
Oh, the little...
Just enough. Don't say another word.
My
There's
bad.
People listening
no
who don't
alerts.
Know about that
no
movie.
Spoiler alerts.
We're going to keep it that way.
Only reason I know about it is because my wife, Erin. She made me watch it and...
Macaulay Culkin was
he
a child.
He needs his glasses!
This is like... Some people don't know. I know.
Wear his glasses, dog!
Stop it. Molly's in Racine. We're not talking about the movie My Girl right now. I can't emotionally handle it.
Molly, get me out of this.
So I run a daycare, and we get ants from time to time, and this little child was in the bathroom, going to the bathroom, screams bloody murder, like someone's killing him. Mm-hmm. We go into the bathroom. He's standing on top of the toilet, totally naked, screaming, and we're like, what is wrong? What is wrong? And he's pointing and pointing, and we can't see anything but this tiny little ant crawling on the floor. And he is shaking hysterically.
Yeah, like
he is screaming. He's
it's crazy.
Crying. I'm like, it's an ant.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
It's an ant.
That's what I do to Hudson. And he does the same kind of, he would be like you, like the kid at the daycare, totally naked, standing on a toilet going,
and now the child will not go in that bathroom.
Oh, they're scarred.
They will not go in that bathroom. We have to find another bathroom for
Molly.
The child to go to.
Gotta check it for ants pre-hand too. You already know, Molly.
Did you not? Not hear me say that Hudson doesn't even want the windows down when we drive.
Oh, that's my husband.
It's obnoxious.
That's like, my husband. He got stung by a bee once when he was little, and now he is the person that is screaming. And the man is 52 years old, running around the backyard screaming because there's an ant there's a bee chasing him.
Is he allergic though?
No. He's just scared like Hudson.
No.
He's gonna be. That's Hudson.
Just a man child.
So, in 40 years, that'll be Hudson running around his backyard.
That'll be your
screaming.
Child. Yep.
Hey, y'all heard me say I box
yes,
bees.
The bees do chase him more because he screams and runs around. Yes, they do.
Exactly. And I said to Hudson, do you know how many times I've been stung by a bee? He goes, how many? I go, maybe one or two. I go, I can't even remember because it's been that
and
long.
And it goes away like that.
I said, it's like a pinch. Like, Let me pinch you. He goes, well, how come when a kid got stung at camp, he cried and cried? I go, because it probably scared him and it stung for a second. And then
it's
once the stinging
shock,
is gone, I said, it's the same thing as when you get a shot at the doctor. You don't want that either. But 5 minutes later, you're okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Unless you're Macaulay Culkin, and then that's another issue.
Oh, Molly, we were so close.
I have nobody to blame but myself. There's nobody to blame but me. I brought it up. It's my own fault.
Where's glasses?
Why did I bring up that movie? I'm trying to find a way to get my child not afraid of bugs, so I bring up a movie where bugs kill somebody. Yep. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done on the air.
You did
Don't
this.
Don't let him watch
Never.
Arachnophobia. Don't let him watch that.
And then
all right, Molly, we got to get you off air.
It's like I'm the problem.
Have a good day.
You
bye,
too,
Molly.
Bye.
It's hitting me all at once. I'm the problem. I'm part of the problem.
Hi, it's
me.
You.
I'm the problem. It's me. Whoever said they vacuum up the spiders, you guys are killing me right now.
You know that doesn't kill them.
I was going to say, not at all.
They just crawl right back out that mug or whatever y'all doing. I mean, go ahead, do you.
And then somebody else texted, and I'll leave you with this. They said, if there's a mosquito on my face, it never fails. I smack my own face. That's a you problem once again.